I'm here in the Sangharakshita Library with Stana Shradhar, who's making preparations for this evening's ritual, when the very special Manjushri Rupa is going to be filled with offerings, with the messages from Bhante's 90th birthday and various other objects. I'm stood next to Stana Shradhar as he's tying a little bundle of something with some golden thread. What's that, Stana Shradhar?
So this is a little bundle of incense. Along with the various messages, we'll also put incense inside. But also all of Bhante's birthday flowers we kept, and they've been dried, and they will go inside the rupa as well.
Ah. And what are these other things that you've prepared? I can see next to the bowl with all the beautifully dried flowers, there's a stick. A special stick?
Yeah, so the stick is just in case anything needs a little helping hand to go right down into the heart of the rupa, just because it's a little narrow, so we'll just give it a gentle push.
And a dish of...
Yes, the dish is of little chips of amber, so we'll make sure that amber is offered as well. It's the most appropriate sort of gemstone associated with the colour of Manjushri or Manjugosha.
And then you've put some objects on the shrine itself in front of Manjugosha. Can you just tell me what they are?
Yeah, so there's two sets of things on the shrine. The two dishes either side are all the little messages that came from the donations for Bhante's birthday. So each message is stamped with the mantra, and then they're rolled up and then tied off with the thread as well.
Well, they're very, very beautiful. There's these little cylinders of the very carefully rolled up messages, and then each is surrounded with yellow paper, and that's the Manjushri mantra.
Yes. And then
all tied with thread.
Yes. And then this one in the middle, this roll in the middle, is the central axes, or the central staff that will sit inside the rupa. So it's the top is carved into the shape of a vajra, but it's a staff of willow. So it's cut from the grounds here, and then various texts which Bhante had suggested have been printed out and rolled around it, and then these three pieces attached to the front are the three objects that Bhante has offered to go inside the rupa as well.
It's very, very beautiful. And the texts, it was the Heart Sutra, Bhante's verses to Padmasambhava.
Yes. Also the verse formulation of Pratichatsamutpada. So that's in there in English, but also in Sanskrit and Pali as well.
And yes. The Manjushri Stuti Sadhana,
yes,
I think.
Yes, the Manjugosha Stuti Sadhana, yes. That's all printed out, so that will go inside as well. Yes.
And then we've got the big Manjushri Rupa here,
yes,
on the shrine, with a golden thread tied around the wrist and a
yes,
little coiled up heap of golden thread underneath. How's that going to work?
So we'll be doing the whole ritual in the context of the Sevenfold Puja. So when we reach the entreaty and supplication verses, we'll complete those and then we'll start the mantra. And then when the mantra is started, the thread that's attached to the main image of Manjugosha in the hall of the library, this thread will then be unwound and taken over to the new image, the smaller one, the one we're consecrating, and that will then be tied to the new image before anything else goes in. So in a way, you're creating this sense of connection. The main image has already been dedicated and practiced in front of many times before, so it already holds something of that essence of Manjugosha. So the thread symbolises that, in a way, sense of transmission, that connection. Yes.
And this big rupa, I think it used to be in the hallway at Majjhima Loka in Birmingham, didn't it?
It might have been, but I think it was also at Windhorse. So it also came from Windhorse, and it may have even, I'm not sure, but it may have even spent some time at Vajrakuta.
Ah, interesting. It would be interesting to find out, actually, another yes. time, all the places this very beautiful large rupa's been.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, the smaller one is all ready for this evening, in a rather unlikely position, upended, ready for the consecration and for the mantras to be put in. So it's tipped upside down in a specially constructed holder, all swathed in beautiful yellow cloths. And I gather this isn't the first time you've done something like this.
We did something very similar to this at Windhorse in my team that I used to work in there. We consecrated a rupa of Amoga Siddhi.
Mm.
So something very similar.
Mm.
But yes.
Well, it all looks very well set up, and there's a big heap of cushions and mats and blankets already.
Mm.
And so this evening there'll be the Adishtana community.
Yes, well, the men's community and the women's community.
Yep.
Also the Dharma training course. And then the Complete Works retreat, which you're on.
Yes, that's what I'm doing at the moment.
But also, I think the Order office are here as well on a short retreat, so they'll be coming along too.
So
I think there'll be about 50 of us here.
Wow, that's great. Oh, well, thank you very much for talking to me.
That's quite all right.